Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
All right. So great to have all of you today. Looking forward to getting together later and having some fellowship food. But we got something better than that right now, and that's Robin Boland. Come on up here, Robin. She actually leads worship and does a lot of other things at her church. So maybe we'll get her to come up here one day and just lead our worship for us. Because you see the shoes you have to fill, don't you? No, over here.
Oh. I have two shoes on.
Wow. Yeah, you're filling your shoes.
I know. Right. Your shoes.
Okay, mine. And sometimes Tasha Martin, because she leads worship on Sundays. But they're on vacation.
That's fine.
You heard about it?
Destin, right. Let's go to Destin. I'm ready.
All right. Yes, I am too. Okay, well, so without any further ado, Robin, come on up here, and she's going to tell you a little bit about some ministry things that she's involved in and maybe some opportunities for us as well. So it's good to know what's going on and what God's doing outside these four walls. Amen. All right.
Well, good morning. Is it still morning? Yes, yes. Still morning. I'm Robin Boland. I'm Robin like a bird, like laying blue eggs, tweet, tweet. And my husband, Jonas, and that's an unusual name, but it's good. Jonas, he's had his name misspelled numerous times. So we pastor Fullness in Christ Church, which is just up the road in Lake Country Estates. And so we know Steve and Rebecca, right?
Yes.
Becky. Okay, Rebecca. I have a Rebecca, so... Steve and Becky help us at an organization called People Reaching People, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. But I thought I would tell you a joke. Now, when Jonas came here, Pastor Jonas likes to tell jokes on Sunday morning, and I usually go like this. So, but this is a good joke, and so I expect you to laugh at the end of my joke. Okay. So, this is called The Deal. A young boy had just gotten his driver's permit, and he asked his father, who was a minister, if they could discuss the use of the car. The father took him into his study and said to him, "I'll make you a deal. You bring your grades up, study your Bible a little, and get your hair cut, and we'll talk about it." After about a month, the boy came back and again asked his father if they could discuss the use of the car. They went again to the father's study where his father said, "Son, I've been real proud of you. You brought your grades up. You studied your Bible diligently, but you did not get your hair cut." The young man waited a moment and replied, "You know, Dad, I've been thinking about that. You know, Samson had long hair, Moses had long hair, Noah had long hair, and even Jesus had long hair." To which the father replied, "Yes, and they walked everywhere they went." So that's my joke, and honey, you can use that on Sunday if you want to. I got to laugh. I got applause. Thank you. I see all your young men have nice short summer haircuts. It's good to see the youth here. Are y'all always here? That's really cool. I like it a lot. Do what? There you go. It's a summer do, right? Yeah, it's a summer do. I like it. And a winter do. Well, I just wanted to read to you about love. Would that be okay? Love and doing good. In Luke 6:27-36, the New Living Translation says, "But to you who are willing to listen," are y'all willing to listen? Okay. "I say, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like for them to do to you. What is that called? The golden rule. It's the golden rule for one reason, is that this is our instruction on how to treat people, and sometimes how to treat people that aren't very nice to us. I'm a daddy's girl too. I know about being a daddy's girl. My heart just went out to you as you were saying that. But you know, it's a great thing to have a great father. And I'm believing that your heart's going to heal from that. Verse 32 says, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? That's pretty common sense. Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money to only those who repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners lend to other sinners for a full return. Verse 35 says, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be acting like true children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. So both Jonas and I are preacher's kids, which tells you we're a little quirky around the edges. And then we get to pastor our mom and dad. So I know how it is to have your parents in the church that you pastor. And I know what it's like to have your children in the church that you pastor. And so as we share the word some, I know that you should read things in context. So that golden rule, or do unto others as you would have them do to you, is set in the context of doing things for people that you don't get repaid for. It's easy to do things for people that are going to do good things back to you. Like, one of my best friends is always doing things for me. Always doing things for me. I always do things to her. So we're just in this little love relationship. We're back and forth doing things. But where God repays you, what that said, is when you do things for people that can't pay you back. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. We started our ministry in Sansom Park about 5 years ago. Does anybody know where Sansom Park is? Okay. Sansom Park is some. Does anybody in here live in Sansom Park? Okay, then I can talk to you about Sansom Park. Sansom Park is one of those places you just kind of drive around. I really didn't know much about Sansom Park because there's a lot of poverty there. There are a lot of drugs and all kinds of stuff in Sansom Park. And I really didn't know anything about Sansom Park. I knew one of our deacons lived there. And so she brought a need to us one time. There was a grandmother that lived two or three houses down from her, whose daughter died in a car accident. And this mother and her five children lived in their car. They were homeless, lived there. She was killed. The children were with the grandmother, but she was killed. And this deacon, who is wonderful, we have women in leadership in our church. I grew up Baptist where you couldn't have any women hardly doing anything. But our church has women elders, women deacons, women on staff. And anyway, she's a deaconess. And she encouraged our church to take up money to bury this homeless mother, because I found out if you're homeless, you're cremated. You don't get to have a funeral. They will cremate you for free, but this deacon felt like we needed to give the children a chance to say bye. So our church took up the money and buried the mother. And those people came to our church, and none of them knew the Lord. The whole family didn't know the Lord. And so they came to our church. They all got saved. They brought their friends. All the friends got saved. They said, you got to come here. And they would come and they would bring people. And they said, you got to come and hear this. Or they'd bring somebody by the hand. This person wants to get saved. Can they get saved? And these people had never been to church. I'd never seen a community that didn't know God. But it was basically that. They would walk up in the middle of a service. You know, you're supposed to come at the end of a service to get saved. You know, it's the ministry time. They would just walk right up in the middle of the service to get saved. We had one little girl that was a teenager. She came, yeah, right? She came and sat on the back row, and Pastor Jones was preaching about Jonah being in the belly of a whale for 3 days. And this little girl, she's about 15, she goes, "What?" She had never heard of what's his name? Jonah in the belly of a whale. And we all grew up knowing that, right? Okay. So we tried to, we did a couple of outreaches. Like we took a trailer, blocked off some city streets, did some outreaches in Sansom Park. We really weren't getting anywhere. So we began to try to work with this city. And that's when I learned that cities don't really like working with churches because they think you have an ulterior motive. So for 2 years, we just said, we're going to be here to mow somebody's grass. Well, I guess they thought we were going to try to lead them to Jesus, which we were going to, but we didn't tell them that. But so I guess we did kind of have an ulterior motive, but it wasn't, you know, expressed like that. So I started this real sneaky little organization called People Reaching People. And nowhere in our bylaws is any name about God or Jesus. It's transforming a city, body, soul, and spirit. But there's no Jesus or God said there. But we all with People Reaching People understand that's what we're trying to do. So anyway, I started that. That didn't seem to help matters. So I went to the Philippines. Now, my father it has a ministry called Fullness in Christ Ministries, and we send 1,000 school kids, 1,200 actually, that live on dump sites. Dirty, scroungy, horrible little children that don't eat. I think all of our kids should go over there and experience it. You know, they beg to go to school. They don't go to school because they have to pay money. Anyway, they beg for, I mean, it's just sad. Anyway, we send them to school and put them under pastor care of all denominations, pastors of all denominations. So anyway, I'm over in the Philippines and I'm sitting in a church and God said, "You're frustrated that you haven't been able to help Sansom Park." I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "You're going to have to get involved more." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I want you to have something called Pancakes in the Park with a play on Sansom Park. And I want you, you're not going to have a plan for it. I just want you to go home. As soon as you go home, I want you to start it." I was like, "But my people are going to have problems because we have to have it all lined out. We have to have it funded. We have to have a ministry line item. You know, you have to have a committee. You have to have all this stuff in America, you know, in churches. That's how we do things." And so he said, "I know that. Just go home and start it." So we did. We started in a field. We took a barbecue grill, and you can fix pancakes on a barbecue grill. And so we started right next to the fire station. And then they saw us in August, really hot and sweaty, and they let us move into this old rundown community center. We found out later it was condemned. We met there for 2 years, and nobody ever got around to telling us it was condemned. It did not even have insurance on the building. We didn't know that. But the city began to see that we fed seniors. We did all kinds of, we had after school programs in that building. We were doing all kinds of stuff. Okay. Then when we started trying to put a roof on the building, just out of the goodness of our heart, the city of Sansom Park came back and said, "You cannot go in there anymore. The building was condemned 5 years ago. They didn't even know the building, their own building was condemned. And you just, everything's closed up. You've got to stop, just stop everything immediately. Well, before that happened, Tarrant Area Food Bank called me. Are y'all, any of you familiar with Tarrant Area Food Bank? Okay, it's this big organization that feeds, you know, it's really cool. They called me one day. And they said, we hear you do work in Sansom Park. And I said, you did? You heard that? I was just like so excited that they had heard about us. And they said, Sansom Park is orange colored on our map, which means Sansom Park really needs food. In other words, there are a lot of people in poverty. And they said, could you come in and meet with us? And we'd like to work with you to bring food. And well, I said, well, yes. So see where I'm going with this? We had a simple little idea that just God knew that we were going to reach out to people that could not give back to us. But he rewards that when you step out and give to somebody that can't give back. So anyway, we went down there and we started what we sent. We're pretty simple country folk. We call it the food truck. And every month, and this is where Steve and Becky help us, and your son and Esther. Yes, that's right. We give out food, free food, on the third Saturday of each month. So I'm telling all you guys that need free food, and we usually have meat. When we have to buy the meat, but Tarrant Area Food Bank gives us free produce, and it's really good produce. It's good stuff. The third Saturday of each week, each month, and I will get you some flyers. I have a flyer about that. We'd love to come have you. Cool. Excellent. So we'd love to come have you volunteer. If you volunteer, you can also get food. Or if you just need food, come and do that. So all of that came, that idea just came from the Lord. There's no qualifying. You don't have to be a part of no income level, no resident, area code or anything. You just come and get free food. So there's a scripture that says, oh, but before we did that, we helped Sansom Park with their Christmas parade. We started their Easter egg hunt. They now have an annual Easter egg hunt that we started. I just had this idea. I thought, you know, everybody likes Easter egg hunts. Pastor Jonas was the Easter bunny for several years. He's also Santa Claus. He's also Santa Claus. So, you know, God is so creative in how to reach people. He loves people, and he wants us to love people. Let's see. We started we call it Breakfast with Champions, where we now go into Joy James Elementary and mentor, which is in Sansom Park. We mentor little boys and girls that are already bringing knives and stuff to school. It's a rough area. But we do that. So my last scripture I want to read to you is Proverbs 19:17. Would you like to be paid from the Lord? Would you like to be paid by the Lord? Would you like to be paid by the Lord? Yes, I would. I don't know. He's got streets of gold and gates of pearls and mansions. This scripture, Proverbs 19:17, says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. I'm going to read that again. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. So I encourage you to begin helping people that cannot repay you, because the Lord himself will repay you. Now, our people reaching people is pretty cool, because we have like seven different churches involved. And so we have churches of all denominations. Y'all, we've got Catholics are working with non-denominational Assembly of God, Cumberland Presbyterian, and there's one more, Baptist. We're all working together. We have some different opinions. We just all believe in Jesus and we come together. So I would encourage you, see Pastor Steve about, or Becky about, getting involved and being a part of People Reaching People. Oh gosh. Okay. So about 250 families receive, between 200 and 300 families each month receive food, but that represents about 1,000 people a week, a month are being fed. And it's really cool. We have a lot of elderly people. We have a lot of disabled people. We have a lot of poor people. We have a lot of people that just like lost their jobs and need some extra help or have a high medical bills. We have a prayer team. It's really cool.
And we have a financial counselor that stays there.
Yeah, financial counselor and a prayer team. So I encourage you to be a part of that. So could I just pray over you and ask, I'm going to ask the Lord for him to show you where you can get involved, because we all want our needs. Oh, I just have to share this with you. When the Lord repays, he repays big. Okay. So I just have to share. Yes. Okay. Oh, kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord, and he will give a reward to the lender. Amen. He's a rewarder. Okay, so Pastor Jonas and I have just we've gotten crazy with our giving. It's just ridiculous sometimes. I told him, I said, we got to save some for ourselves, honey. I've got an electric bill and a house payment. So we've gotten into a habit of giving big. So we gave so much last year that we couldn't even claim it all on our income tax. You know, there's a certain level. And I'm not bragging. I just do what God tells me to do. And I give to all kinds of things. It's not just to the church. I give all kinds of stuff. So anyway, Jonas used to drive a Jeep Cherokee, right? Was it a Compass? A Jeep Compass. And I drove a 97 Miata, which I love that car. It still drives like a charm, and I'm about to sell it if anybody wants to buy it. But I finally decided I was going to sell it. I love that car, and it obeys me. It does exactly what I say. But guess what we drive now? Now, I'm talking about the Lord repaying. We drive a Cadillac and a Jaguar. And we weren't looking for either one of those cars. Now, let me tell you, I gave away more money than the IRS could handle. They wouldn't let us claim it all, but the Lord repays. So he wants to bless you from the coffers of heaven, but he expects us to do it his way. And when we lend to the poor, when we show kindness to the poor, he repays. He rewards the lender. Okay? So I'm going to pray for you, and I'm believing God's going to show you exactly where you need to reach out to the poor. So Father, I thank you that you carry the poor in your heart. Lord, you said that there would be poor always, but you expect us to take care of them. So we confess, Lord, if there's anyone in here that's judged the poor, if we've ever judged the poor and say, well, they should just do better, we confess, we repent from that. And Lord, we say from this moment on, we're going to begin to show kindness. We're going to give to the poor, and we're going to find a way that we can reach out and show them our kindness, because we want to be repaid by you. We want to be on your side, and your side is giving to the poor. So I thank you, Lord, for churches that are preaching this message, Lord, that we share the gospel with the poor, and that you will bring them up. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thanks so much. Wasn't that exciting and encouraging? just kind of lets us know some other things God's doing in the area, not very far from here. So thank you again so much, and thanks for bringing Jonas with you. Talk about grace. He gets a free meal too. Yeah.
He lets you rub his head.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you were talking about meeting in a condemned building. But your message is there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. That's right. All right. So thank y'all for being here. We're right on schedule, maybe a little bit ahead. So anything we need to announce?